Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. And you know him because you've seen him here on Fightful in the past. His name is Danhausen. Danhausen, how you doing?
Hello, Sean. How do you do?
I'm doing good. I mean, right out of the gate, I have to address the heavy controversy surrounding Danhausen of late.
What is it?
It's huge. Everybody's been talking about it. Is Stan Lane your father?
What? Who's this? Stan Lee, owner of Marvel Comics.
No, that's Stan Lee.
Oh, well, no, probably not then.
Yeah, I would imagine not. But I mean, it's the hot topic. I had to touch on something topical before we talk about things like, I don't know, you living in Canada?
Yes.
You're a Canadian now? What happened?
I'm the process of doing so. Danhausen is becoming an earthling, if you will.
An earthling?
Yes. So, regular human.
So what's so wrong with America? Are you saying that Danhausen hates America?
No, this is not right. You're putting words in Danhausen's mouth so you can say that Danhausen said this nasty thing.
I'm not trying to get like a headline out of you.
That's what
anything.
You're trying. You're trying to type it up right now, Danhausen.
I'm not trying to get a headline out of you. I promise. I would never do that. I'm not like a dirt sheet guy. I'm just a normal everyday person looking to have a conversation with you.
Oh, okay. Trying to get sound clips from Danhausen.
Yeah, I mean, sound clips, sure. I'm more of an audio guy. But, I mean, you've got so much going on. I mean, we were in unprecedented times. The last time I spoke to you was a year ago. The last time that I really traveled anywhere for anything. We were at a Black Label Pro show.
Yes, we were.
And you buried RJ City, which was fantastic. That made me very happy. But your life has changed an awful lot since then. You've signed with Ring of Honor.
Yes. Danhausen's very lucrative now.
How were the conversations with Dan Honor to... Dan Honor. Well, I mean, I guess you're Dan Honor now.
No, Danhausen is Danhausen. It's his one word.
I mean, okay. How did those conversations go? How did you land with Ring of Honor?
Well, this is what happened. Danhausen did what is it called? He was supposed to do a dark match back in November. Danhausen was so famous and popular that they said, guess what? You get the television title. And then Danhausen won it probably. But he, you know, he's so gracious, he gave it back to them. And he went about his ways, did some independent shows. And then they would say, they're tight. They said, hello, Danhausen. Do you want to come do another show with us? And Danhausen said, what are the venues? And they said, it is the center stage, which is where Lady Gaga has performed.
Sure.
So Danhausen said, but of course Danhausen will come. That is very famous location. So, and then the other one, Danhausen doesn't remember what it was. It was in North Carolina somewhere. Lady Gaga did not perform there. And then, and then they continued onward and they said, come do more shows.
Do you think Lady Gaga will perform there in North Carolina?
Probably now that Danhausen has done so, he has laid the groundwork for famous people coming.
Do you hear that giant truck that just drove by my house? Did you hear? My God.
Is it yours?
It is not mine, unfortunately. Otherwise, I'd probably be able to get out of my driveway right now. But have you had to adjust your transportation, so to speak, moving to Canada? Like, how has the weather been treating you?
Well, the weather is the same. Danhausen is his residency in Michigan as well.
Okay.
So, Danhausen is pretty much the same thing, to be honest.
So it's not that much different. All right.
No, it is a snow globe of some sort sometimes.
See, I only last year got to really experience the cold of the north, like in the winter. I visited Cleveland, and I felt the cold air off the water in January, yes. And I was like, not for me.
It is terrible.
So do you thrive in this cold weather?
No, it is cold.
Really?
Who thrives in the cold?
Maybe snowmen. You?
Snowmen do. That's about it.
Snowmen do, the Yetis.
Yes, the Wendigo, that's from the X-Men.
Penguins do, so Danny DeVito does.
Oh, yes, great friend of Danhausen.
Is it? Tell me more about your friendship with Danny DeVito.
Well, we are both famous.
Okay.
And rich, so we're friends.
Would you consider RJ City famous?
Yes, he has a movie on YouTube. You should go watch it.
He does. He actually does.
It was quite good. It was very good. Danhausen suggested it. It's called RJ City Raccoon Master.
Do you consider me famous? I got a blue check mark.
Yes, Danhausen doesn't even have that. Why?
You don't?
No. He says, Davana, get Danhausen this check mark so he can slide into celebrity DMs to make them come in Goodnight Housing. And he just didn't do it.
I'm surprised that you don't have one. Like... You really should.
Yes. There's going to be too many Danhausen impersonators going around trying to steal his thunder.
I don't doubt that at all. I mean, when you get it, you get this awesome little tab that says verified, and you only see tweets from verified people.
Well, Danhausen wants to see more tweets, though. How does that affect
you? I mean, no, it's an option. It's not like you don't just get to filter it out. You don't become like a super elite just by doing that.
Wow.
But we need to get Danhausen verified on Twitter.
Yes. Yes, let's do it.
More famous. Did you invest in any stonks recently?
Is this, the moon, yes.
The moon. Did you invest in the moon?
Yes, exactly. That's what Danhausen kept seeing. Invest in the moon. He kept seeing Rocky Romero say so. And so Danhausen, you know, he invested in some moon money.
Man. I mean, and here's the thing. You would expect that to be more lucrative around September. That's when the MTV Video Music Awards are, and they hand out Moon Men. But
yes.
They're rising in popularity in February. Did that surprise you at all? I know that you are a big financial analyst as well.
Yes. Danhausen just said, listen here, that moon money is mine. That's what he said.
How have you enjoyed your time in Ring of Honor so far?
It has been quite nice. They, have been very nice to Danhausen. They say, Danhausen, go do your Danhausen-y things. And he does. And they send him to this hotel. And they say, here's Dave Honor's credit card. And then Danhausen charges everything to the credit card bill.
How's that internet in the ROH bubble?
Well, Danhausen's had a pretty decent time with it. He's watching HBO Max.
What are you watching on HBO Max?
What is he watching? He was watching Batman, the animated series.
Okay. That's a classic.
Batman Beyond. Great. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, of course.
Yes. Danhausen ate some soup while he watched that. What else? Let's see. Oh, yes. Ron Funches is in the Harley Quinn show. So Danhausen took it upon himself to binge watch that show. And it was quite good, but there's a lot of swearing.
I just watched Ron Funches sing Father Figure by George Michael in New Girl.
Ooh, well, it's very good.
It was fantastic. He wasn't wearing many clothes, though.
Oh, it's getting the eyes and the viewers coming in. Yes.
I know that you're also a collector of little miniature humans. Yeah, exactly. So Batman the Animated Series is really what launched that for me. Like, I saw that, and I was like, okay, that's cool. I want that, like X-Men. The cartoons in the 90s helped launch that for me. What did that for you?
Yeah, well, probably the same thing, really. Danhausen, you know, tiny Danhausen.
Yeah.
He had all of the Batman the Animated Series figures. He had a bunch of Predators, Aliens, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joes, Star Wars. What else did he have? Oh, you said X-Men, all those old toy bees.
Well, I'm going to show off right here. I've been showing everybody my package, Danhausen.
What is this?
It's my 14-inch package.
Is this rare?
I would assume. I mean, I don't know how many people are walking around with 14-inch solid packages, but I've got one right here.
Oh, it's very, very nice. Very impressive.
From Galoob? I mean, look at the vascularity.
Yes, look at the abs on it.
Look at the striation.
And the mullet.
And the mullet, yeah. It was pretty good.
How much did that cost?
Oh, this cost, I shouldn't say, but over $100.
Well, what? Danhausen has a micro brawler out now, and it's worth $101.
You know what? I want to go to Toy Vomit and get that. That's where I got that, was Toy Vomit, our friend. Yes,
they are wonderful.
We were both in Toy Vomit commercials.
Yes, we are both famous.
We are. I bathed in figures. I've never heard of them, though. I don't know who Toy Vomit is.
No, neither does Danhausen. They just, someone mysteriously sent Danhausen a bunch of money, a truckload of money, and said, say nice things about this company. And he said, okay.
They sent me a figure that said, give me a heck yeah, with Steve Austin on the front. You've got to appreciate this, right? The lack of swearing?
Yes, because otherwise it would not be sold in Toys R Us.
Well, nothing's sold in Toys R Us anymore.
In Canada, it is.
Oh. Is that why you moved? That's why.
Yes. Just for the Toys R Us. That's it.
I knew it. So we have determined you've moved to Canada for toys. The weather's the same. Stan Lane is not your father.
And his wonderful wife. Yes.
Yeah, that too. That too,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
So, I've looked over your time in Ring of Honor. Been watching along. You've had before the pandemic, I know you had wrestled Rhett Titus, and yes, now you're getting kind of back into the swing of things. How have things differed now compared to before the pandemic for you in Ring of Honor specifically?
Well, with Ring of Honor specifically, well, before, you know, we'd be traveling to different cities and towns and stuff, and now we just stay in a remote area. And we do this little bubble where Danhausen watches cartoons all day and eats licorice or whatever may have you. And then we get transported to the facility to wrestle. And then we wrestle and then we leave because they want us to be separate and as safe as possible.
And it seems like it's effective. I mean, I hear a lot of people that say it's a pretty good setup. You get whatever you need there.
This is true. Yes. You just you text them. You say hello. It's not Dave Honor, Danhausen. He's texting somebody, the assistants. And you just say, I would like this. And they say, okay.
Is there anybody within ROH you look at and you say, man, I get along with him really well. I wouldn't mind teaming with that guy or girl.
Oh, yes. Let's see. Dalton Castle.
There you go.
Yes. Maybe he could give Danhausen one of his fancy bird capes.
You know what? I think that would fit you pretty well. But
have
I mean,
you seen the picture of Danhausen as the boys?
Yes.
Yeah, see? Look. It's perfect.
So you came into Ring of Honor. I know that around that time when I had spoke to you last, Cody Rhodes had some nice things to say about you. And there were a lot of people saying, oh, is he going to go to Ring of Honor? What ultimately made you land on saying, you know what? I'm going to go to Ring of Honor.
Well, Danhausen said, check it out. This is a picture of Danhausen's toy. Anyways. Yes. So what did Danhausen do? They said they were giving Danhausen many shows and, providing the opportunity. Danhausen took the opportunity while it was hot. Yeah. What is it called? Striking the iron. Triple H does it.
Yeah. Strike when the iron is hot.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, Danhausen just is riding that wave.
So did you feel like the timing of that was pretty well? Because, I mean, before the pandemic hit, I mean, you were among, and still are, now that things have kind of resumed, the most booked wrestlers independently in the world. Like, you were all over the place all the time. And then all of a sudden, it's like, bam, 5 months, nothing.
Yes.
How do you adjust to that?
Well, it is quite hard. It's quite difficult. It's like getting punched in the groin. And yes, Danhausen was everywhere every single weekend. He was set to take over the West Coast, and then everything shut down. So Danhausen was hoping the trajectory would lead Danhausen to go, you know, to the Europe's, Japan's, who knows. And yes, it quite halted Danhausen. So Danhausen hopes that when everything gets opened up again, he shall reclaim his spot as the top of the throne on the top of the mountain.
So, an interesting thing that I've seen throughout all this, got a couple video games coming out. However, they've said, a couple of these makers of video games are like, I don't know, we've tried to nail down Danhausen. We've tried to make it happen, but it's not happening. Are they not throwing enough sacks of money at you? I think that's the key, right?
Does this answer your question? Perhaps there has been no serious offers thrown at Danhausen for using his likeness to sell their video games.
There you go. I mean, it's all about a sack of money. I mean, I've spoken with some other wrestlers that have voiced that same thing, that are like, you know what? It'd be cool to be in a video game.
Yes.
But we want more of an incentive to be in that video game than just being in a video game.
If you're making money off of Danhausen's face and name, perhaps Danhausen should be making some money.
There you go. I love it.
It is a bit of greed, I suppose, some will say. But is it?
I don't think so.
No, it is. Danhausen is a business. You do not just go into whatever your favorite business may be. You don't go into McDonald's and open your pocket and push the fountain drink into your pocket, do you? No, you pay for hamburgers.
I would.
Yes, well, yes, it's good. If you put line your pockets with a plastic, you probably could get
a
away
good,
with it.
A good quality plastic. Maybe the kind that, like, you know, when you take a goldfish home, like one of those that you know is going to hold water, right?
Exactly. Yes, but you know, Danhausen would love to be in a video game, but Danhausen does not need to be in a video game for free.
You know what? That's a very good point. I respect that. So, yes. One of the matches that I noticed that you had shortly after things started to come back to normal was you against Mordecai.
Oh, yes. A menace.
I've been to his house before.
Did he sell you one? Did he sell you your house?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So his sign was in the back of our interview, but yes, yeah,
but of course it was.
He seems like he's doing pretty well at that.
He sells houses for $1 million a piece, so I would think so. He's also the brother of the Undertaker and Kane. They're rich.
That's fair. Who do you think is the richest wrestler on the independent circuit?
Danhausen. Does Danhausen count?
Besides Danhausen.
Oh.
Signed to an ROH deal, so.
Danhausen can still do independence, so it kind of counts.
Fair.
Yes. What else? Oh, yes. Most rich. Let's see. Who's the most rich? Probably. Danhausen is trying to think. This is a difficult question.
It is. Effie is rich as you.
Effie is one. He has his own awards.
I was about to say that.
Yes. He has his own award system. But you know who should be rich?
Who?
RJ City. He has his own movie.
Yes.
And Lee Moriarty.
Lee Moriarty is going to be very rich one day.
Yes, 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 he is.
That guy's going to be super rich.
He's a marketing genius.
Yes, he is. Also, just fantastic in the ring. Like, I love to...
Yes.
Specifically his transitions, I'm a big fan of watching how he does things in the ring. So... Last time I spoke to you, I asked you to bury people. And this time, I want to do the opposite.
Oh.
I do a thing called shooting softly, where we say nice things about people that you might know.
Very good.
And we'll start with the person that you mentioned. Your tag team partner, I believe it was Gaetanic Panic.
Yes.
Yourself and Effie. Say something nice about Effie.
Well, but of course, Danhausen has millions of nice things to say about Effie. Danhausen used to go to Effie to get advice on how to blend in with the humans and become even more powerful. And Effie was always there to help Danhausen with that.
He's a brilliant mind. He's just a brilliant guy.
Would call him up, and Effie would take the time to take some Danhausen talk. So, there.
How about Ethan Page? He's off the radar right now. Nobody's hearing from him right now. We don't know what's going on with him.
Danhausen hears from him. Danhausen's good friends with Ethan Page. Egon.
So do I. But, I mean, everybody else doesn't hear from him.
This is true.
What do you think of Ethan Page?
Another one. Very integral in helping Danhausen out all the time. Danhausen cannot even say enough nice things about Egon. He's probably, with no disrespect to anybody else, the smartest, let's see how to word this. He's not independent wrestler because he was in Impact, but smartest independent marketable wrestler that there is who works harder than anybody else.
Got himself in incredible shape last year as well.
Yes, he's constantly working at everything. He's doing photo shoots at his home when he was able to. Putting out content every day. He is getting in better shape than he was.
Let me ask you, are you also, now that you're Canadian, going to use Ricky Shane Page as a toy mule like Ethan Page did? Ethan Page would order things, have them sent to Ricky Shane Page, and Ricky Shane Page would bring them across the border.
Well, Ricky Shane Page beat up Danhausen in his opportunity to fight him for the championship. So you'll probably not be utilizing Ricky Shane Page.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like an awkward conversation to have. Like, hey, I know we fought, but can you bring me some toys?
Danhausen would just utilize Davis.
Okay. How about Orange Cassidy?
Oh, yes. You're asking people who have been very helpful to Danhausen, actually.
Well, there we go.
Yes, Orange Cassidy. I don't know. Perhaps people don't know this. Maybe it's okay to say. He reached out to Danhausen and Effie when this pandemic started to make sure we were okay.
Wow.
Yes, he did not have to do that. He said, I just want to make sure you two are doing quite nice. Danhausen very much appreciated that.
See, that's what we love to hear on Shooting Softly.
Yes.
Here's but another...
This goes for all of the ones you've brought up so far. Yeah. We always check in on each other.
Another name that does a lot of stuff with Effie, Zicky Dice. I know you've wrestled him in the past.
Oh, yes, yes. Wonderful human. Does a lot of... Danhausen likes the way he goes about business to get himself out there. Because for a time, nobody was paying attention to Zicky Dice. And then he took the time to invest in himself and move around, do what have you, and get himself, what is it called, over the hump?
Yeah.
So he's another one. He's just putting in the effort, in the miles, and doing a great job of it. Here's also, he had Danhausen do his wedding proposal during a match.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Here's a name that most people won't know, but they'll know it when I say what he does. Mikey Blanton, promoter of Black Label Pro. Right now, as we speak, I'm sure he's booking a 22-match card.
17-hour card.
17-hour card.
It's from 9 a.m. until whatever time the hell that would be. You'd make Danhausen very tired, very crabby.
That's what he loves to do it. And you know what? If the check clears, more power to him.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, see, would you want something nice about him, yes?
Oh, yeah, something.
Oh, yes.
Is that hard to do?
No, not at all. So, this fellow gave Danhausen a lot of opportunities when Danhausen was not getting any, because he was a fanhausen of Danhausen. Danhausen, what, he teamed with Apricots and Pears and Big Calix at a show where they're highlighting people who were lesser known at the time. And then it kind of just spiraled upward from there. So he gives a lot of opportunities to people who do not normally get them.
Got a few more as we wrap up Shooting Softly. A guy who's been calling your matches in ROH, Ian Riccoboni.
Oh, yes. Wonderful fellow. Prefers to be called Rick, if you will. Danhausen, what did he do? He was very nice in making Danhausen feel comfortable coming in, because it was Danhausen's first time being for a television company. And Danhausen was booked in the hotel room with Rick at the time. This was before everything had closed down. And he's very comforting and caring with Danhausen.
How about the aforementioned Dave Honor?
He's a menace. Danhausen has nothing nice to say about Dave Honor. He shall bury him. He's not giving Danhausen a blimp. He's only giving him 3 sacks of money. And, you know, what else? But he also is, you know, he's giving Danhausen some money while there is a pandemic. So I suppose that is a nice thing.
You know how, like, a ton is 2,000 pounds? Is a sack of money a certain amount of money, or is it a nondescript amount of money?
It is a pile of money inside of a burlap sack.
But do you have, like, a minimum amount that it needs to be that, unless you'll be like, oh, this is an insult, I will not stand for this?
It just better be full. That's what would, if it is not full and if there's one bill in there, then Danhausen will not stand for it.
So it's got to be bills. Can't be rocking pennies, right?
No pennies. You can't pay people. Well, Danhausen pays people in pennies sometimes, but Danhausen is going to book his own show, actually, where he pays everybody in bags and pennies.
Man, I'm very intrigued in this. You know what? There are enough themed shows. I almost had a themed show last year.
Oh,
I think
yes.
That Danhausen's Penny Palooza could take off.
Ooh, yes. Everybody gets paid in a jar of pennies. You have to carry it around with you.
Oh, that's for sure going to get hit over somebody's head, though. Like, do you remember?
Yeah,
you remember, I think it was Taz and Bob Holly back in the day?
Yes, they had lunch.
Did they have lunch?
Yes, probably.
I'm sure they
go
did.
Over, they go to lunch, they pay with pennies.
You ever met Bob Holly before?
Yes, Danhausen watched Bob Holly smack Keith Lee very hard in the chest during a match. That was one to watch, if you can find it. It's Keith Lee versus Bob Holly from like 2 years ago.
So Danhausen, you got so much stuff going on. You mentioned the micro brawler. You mentioned, like, you got all kinds of stuff going on. Tell the people about some of the other stuff you got going on.
Well, Danhausen has this flag. That's something going on. Right now, Danhausen's kind of just biding his time, really. He does his, you know, his television shows on Patreon. That's really what he's focusing on right now. She's patreon.com/lovethatdanhausen. You know, he's interviewing celebrities such as Austin Creed on, Ron Funches recently, Marvel Comics writer Steve Orlando.
Oh, nice.
You know, yes, Money Matt Hardy has been on recently, gave Danhausen some wonderful advice. You know, he's just doing that, really, doing his cooking shows, doing his review shows, reviewing movies as well.
I know you're on Cameo as well, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Danhausen is on Cameos, too. He does lots of those. He's almost at 1,000.
Really? 1,000?
Yes. He's at about 850 or so.
My God.
Yes.
And, I mean, your merch is all over the place. Aren't you in Hot Topic as well?
Yes, but of course. Danhausen is very famous. He's in Hot Topic now. It is in weird stores, though, so it's hard to find. So just buy them online. There are some in Delaware. Danhausen has never been to Delaware.
Why haven't you been to Delaware?
Who knows? Maybe Danhausen would have been, but then it shut down. He was supposed to go to Montana.
I bet you anything Lady Gaga has performed in Delaware.
Probably so. So Danhausen must follow in the footsteps of Lady Gaga.
So, of course, guys, check him out. LoveThatDanhausen.com has all your links that you're going to need.
There's coloring pages on there.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, you can check him out on Ring of Honor programming all the time. Danhausen, I want to thank you so much. Last time we spoke, we only had like maybe 4 or 5 minutes to talk, but this time...
And it was loud.
It was very loud. It was so loud there.
Yes.
It was so loud. Not as much this time.
No, there was just that truck, truck when it was getting stolen.
I mean, to be fair, that truck and an AJ Gray match sound very similar. They're both very loud.
Yes. Very loud.
So, go ahead.
Also, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/Danhausen, because Danhausen was number 24 of the year as an independent.
That's a pretty big achievement.
Yes, he was on the list with legends and all the A&W superstars.
My God, do you get A&W? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Do you get like a root beer allowance if you pass one of those?
We shall have to ask Tony Elite.
He owns
this wonderful hamburger shop. He owns this wonderful wrestling corporation.
He does. I've never had a hamburger from A&W.
No, they're pretty good.
I heard of one time where an A&W was on fire and people refused to get out of line for their A&W burgers.
It is not that good. You should not set yourself on fire.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should set themselves on fire over it.
No.
Although that's the popular thing to do in wrestling right now is to just catch on fire.
Perhaps the Penny Palooza shall be all Inferno matches then.
I think that would be good. I mean, why not? Who else on the indies is doing that?
Nobody.
Nobody on the indies.
Yes.
Is setting himself on fire.
Yep. More people. No, Danhausen's not going to recommend this because you'll get in trouble or something.
I wouldn't get you in trouble. I wouldn't try to get a headline. I wouldn't try to get
No. By the lawyers.
The lawyers.
Suing Danhausen. The lawyers.
Danhausen, I want to thank you so much. You were so generous with your time. I appreciate it so much.
Yes.
I hope that we get to speak again later this year. I mean, I even told you before, I try to usually keep them one a year, but Danhausen, you got so much to talk about.
Yes. Perhaps Danhausen will be in Hollywood by the end of the year.
Is that your plan?
We shall see. Danhausen saw someone ask a question about what Danhausen wants to do when he's done wrestling.
Let's go ahead and talk about that before we wrap up.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course.
So,
When you say in Hollywood, do you mean move to Hollywood or you want to be in movies?
No. Television star. So, Danhausen can be, you know, like how The Rock does. He's just a Hollywood star now, but he brought new eyes to the wrestling product at first.
Yes.
So, Danhausen can do these wonderful interviews. He can do his television shows, his YouTubes, whatever I may have you. And he can bring new eyes. Hopefully Danhausen can get a television show or a cartoon or something. Or just, you know, do some sort of, what is it called? Interviewing on the red carpet to the celebrities, the other celebrities. And he could have his own nighttime television show, his talk show.
So, since you're going to be Canadian now, would Vancouver suffice? That's like Canadian Hollywood.
Is it?
It is now.
Okay, I suppose. But we just go to Hollywood. There's a red carpet right across there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you'll probably be in Hollywood next year. You'll be doing something in L.A. by April of next year. That's where a lot of the events were going to be. You know, we're probably going to see Supercard of Honor there, like, because that'll be the central hub in April.
Yes.
Have you been there before?
No, Danhausen's never been to the West Coast.
Wow.
Danhausen wants to.
What's the furthest west you've been?
Texas.
I've been to Nevada. I went to Vegas.
Oh, yes. That's a little bit further. So Danhausen has also been to Las Vegas.
Okay. Okay.
But not to wrestle, just to be there.
Just to hang out? Did you gamble?
Yes. Yes, it was quite awful. Danhausen lost a dollar.
I figured that Caesar was just going to bring you sacks of money.
No, he brings salads. Salads.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
Caesar salads. But yes, but Danhausen does not want this to be, he's focused on wrestling, but he also wants to ascend to the Hollywoods so that way he can bring more eyes on this wrestling and then we can all make more monies.
And more salads.
And more salads, yes.
Why not?
Why salads. Hollywood salads for everybody on Danhausen.
Danhausen, I want to thank you so much.
Yes.
You've been so kind. You said such nice things on Shooting Softly, probably my favorite one we've done thus far.
Ooh, very good.
How about that? Guys, make sure you check out lovethatdanhausen.com. You'll find all of his links.
Yes.
Do you have any parting words?
Everybody have a nice time, be safe, and wear a mask so Danhausen can get back on top and take over the world yet again.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.